is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, I've been looking forward to getting this fella on for a while now, and according to the text line, he's a little bit famous. The Swole Cracker himself, Steve Ivey, talking college basketball, specifically Colorado State. Steve, my friend, it's great to get you on the show. It's an honor, man.
Hey, it's a bigger honor for me, Brady. I've loved your show and listened to you for years, and I really enjoy what you do, not just for Northern Colorado, but just for sports in general throughout Colorado. I enjoy your show better than those talk shows in Denver that seem to only focus on the colors blue and orange. You tend to do a lot more in terms of coverage. So thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, my parents always said I was a scattered mind growing up, so maybe that helps with me being able to cover a lot of different sports. Steve, talk to us about this game last night, man. This was something else. I mean, there was a part of me in the back of my mind where I said, maybe they can do it. We've seen it before. We've seen Colorado State come back. And sure enough, that second half, that something special happened.
Yeah, I am very close with this program. And, we get to experience a lot with this team. And I was sitting there in the first half going, what who am I watching? That wasn't CSU. They were very lethargic. They were soft. I was never nervous or worried. I mean, I'd hate to see them lose, but last year they had the most incredible comeback against San Diego State. They had the biggest comeback in Division I last year, coming back from 26 points on the road against a really, really, really good team. And then, so I was never nervous. It was just a matter of, are they going to be able to get it together? And then Nico gets the technical foul, and then all of a sudden they start defending. And I had posted at halftime on Twitter that the team really, they were soft. And somebody said, well, the good news is they're not in foul trouble. And I said, that's the bad news. They're not in foul trouble. They're not fighting hard enough. They had two team fouls. They weren't getting their noses dirty. And it was just a matter of them digging in and starting to defend. And they did, and they gradually took the game over. And when you have the talent they have, it's never out of the question. But, you know, it's now the biggest comeback in Division I this year. So this team, this group of kids has the two best comebacks in the last 2 years right now. They're just an incredible group.
Steve, talk to us about that technical foul, too. Coach Medved, whenever we get him on the show, and I'm sure you talk to him a bazillion times, he's such a nice guy. He's such an open guy. He'll talk to you about anything. He'll roll with any topic, any subject. But there is a switch. There is a switch in that coach, and you saw it click last night, and suddenly this team kind of switched along with their head coach.
Yeah, Nico's certainly mild-mannered. You know, he comes from the school of he really doesn't ride the refs at all, or not very much. He comes from the school, kind of the Tim Miles school, which was, you know, players that start complaining, take a look at the refs. They're making fewer mistakes than you are. And so Nico is very accepting of it, but he got tired of watching Roddy getting pummeled every time he went to the basket. And I think there were probably about three straight possessions where he just looked at it and it was like, throw your hands up. And he finally had to say something about it because, you know, the players were feeling it on the court. He stepped in, he stood up for his players. They responded. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, talk to us about how it really happened, because I was looking at, you know, saying, man, it just seemed like this team had a calming force. There was a technical foul, which is weird to say, but there was like a calming force about this entire roster in the midst of this comeback. It just slowly but steadily rolled downhill for this team. David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens leading this thing. The depth is beautiful, but talk to us about Roddy and Stevens, that when they really got rolling, it did seem like the rest of the team followed suit.
You know, the slow and steady that you just said is a wonderful description for how when they've come back in these kinds of games and come back from deficits. They have the ability to score in a hurry, but it's real hard when the other team is kind of grinding it down too. So digging in on defense, getting stops, getting rebounds, and then really executing. They're very good in the half court offense. And, you know, they started getting, obviously David was getting to the basket, but they have the ability with their offense to really run some different things at you. And I think they recognize that what was going to work was getting Isaiah isolated on the wing, on a bigger man. And if you watch the game, Isaiah got isolated, was driving to the basket, I think on two straight possessions, one easy layup and then one easy dish to Roddy for a dunk. And so they moved the point of attack around, and that's what got the offense going. And it's amazing. Momentum is a really funny thing, Brady. You know, this whole concept of, you know, shots not falling. But you watch what happens when a team starts making layups and makes a few shots. All of a sudden, that three-pointer falls. And Kendall Moore hit a really big three-pointer to put him up by, I think, seven. Hit a three-pointer out of the corner after shooting poorly the whole game. But that's the confidence goes up, and that's how they did it. But it was slow and steady, and they are very, very good at doing that because they really execute very, very well in the half court.
Well, Steve, what I love about the stat line, if you just look at the box score, yeah, you're going to see the stars. They aligned for CSU. Roddy and Stevens certainly did their things. I love Stevens because he's doing – if he can score 10, he can score 7, but he's still going to be a big factor in the game no matter what. But what I like to see is a bunch of these little stat lines, right? Everybody had 3 or 4 or 5 points. Everybody had 6 points or so. On this depth, you and I've went back and forth about the bench for Colorado State. No, they're not going to break any records. Maybe on a random night they might, but you're going to get guys contributing. You're going to have your stars doing their thing, carrying the heavy workload, but other guys are going to contribute as well. And you really started to see all of that take place in the second half.
You know, what was really interesting, Brady, last night was, you know, they love their small ball lineup with Roddy at the five, but they made a little bit of a shift in the final minutes. You know, you have Roddy and you have Isaiah Stevens and you have Kendall Moore, and you had John Tanjay last night, but they made a little bit of a shift and they put Isaiah Rivera out there. Isaiah has been playing about 10 or 12 minutes a game. Isaiah got 19 minutes last night. He was in there for a reason. He's just one of those guys who can – he can run, he can pass, he can guard, he can do all the smart things. And I thought that was a kind of an interesting move that they got Isaiah in there. He's a sophomore, didn't play a lot last year as a freshman, not a lot of development with the COVID year. But that kid really started showing things in the summer, and he's starting to come on. And I agree. You know, the other thing I'll mention the last 5 minutes, when CSU got to the lead, when they get to a 7-point lead inside the last four minutes, they're always going to be a really tough team to come back on because they have five guys out there that can handle the ball, they can guard, they can run, they can pass. They are very difficult to press, and one of the reasons they're difficult to press is Roddy. Roddy is just a monster in terms of beating a press. You can't beat him. You can't get the ball away from him on a double team, and he's got such good vision, and he's such a great passer that they beat presses regularly. The other thing is they shoot free throws at an 80% clip. They're never going to beat themselves on the free throw line. So they get out to a lead. You know, once they got to 7 points with 4 minutes to go, it's just a matter of killing clock. And they did that effectively. But you're right about the bench. And like I said, the Isaiah Rivera substitution I thought was rather unique and very, very appropriate. And it really worked out.
We're talking to hopefully a brand new guest weekly with us, Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker, all things Rams basketball, but college basketball in general. The guy knows his stuff. We're getting texts coming in here. I want to read some of these to you too, Steve, in a moment. But how difficult was this? You watch a lot of college basketball. You've studied this game. How difficult was this to? Okay, you're not on a typical road environment. You're in St. Thomas. I was telling my producer Angel, I've been there before. It's beautiful. I would definitely not be able to play a basketball game. I'd be wanting to do something involved with a beach. This team stays focused and finds a way not only to win this tournament, but the way they did it. You know, they had a couple of games that weren't perfect. Creighton they took care of. And then, of course, this game. You come all the way back with all the distractions, strange environment. How difficult was what we saw for the Rams to do? And again, games every other night during this tournament.
You know, the distractions, there's a Kevin Lytle in the Colorado and wrote a really good article this morning talking about distractions, a practice gym where the lights go out and they still practice in the dark. they did their shooting practice to get ready for Creighton in the dark and made 23s. bus rides in open air through the rain. There's just all kinds of things, and it's a different kind of place, like you said, different kind of trip. But they're a very, very mature group. If you run into these guys, and any fan, they're very, very good with the fans. They spend a lot of time with everybody. I've had the good fortune to get to know them. They're very, very mature kids. They talked about this as a business trip, but it's beyond that. They just handle any kinds of adversity. They're very, very, very focused on what the prize is. And, you know, I never underestimate winning three games away from home, sleeping in strange beds. I think we take for granted a lot of times with these college kids. We think they're NBA players who are used to traveling 40 nights, 40 games on the road. They get used to gyms and this and that. This was a strange gym none of them had ever played in. It's difficult to win college basketball games. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. I think you saw how much, CU is a very, very good team, and you saw how much they struggled to adjust. I expected there would be at least one tough game out of the tournament, and CSU got 1.5 tough games for sure. Luckily, they were very, very fortunate. They got out to a great start against Creighton, but that first game against Bradley was tough. That last game, obviously down 20 points in the second half, was tough. But they have this amazing maturity that allows them to deal with all those other difficult things.
Yeah, no question about it. The leadership there is outstanding. I remember I told Coach this on the air a few weeks back. I said I asked David Roddy who his best friend was on the team. And, he answered it truthfully and genuinely, of course, but also as a leader would do. And he said, hey, he listed every damn one of the guys on the roster. He said every one of them is more like my best friend. And again, that's both a genuine thing, but that's something a leader would say too, not really picking out favorites. So really, really came to respect Roddy. We're going to talk to him tomorrow. Looking forward to that every single week. That's going to be fun. Joey B, the real AD, said Steve drinks more root beer and eats more Twizzlers than anyone in all of Moby Arena. Is this true, Steve?
Not anymore. I'm off of sugar.
And apparently you're a big...
That was true at one time, for sure, Brady.
Hey, I can go for that, man. That sounds pretty good. Root beer and Twizzler. I was going to say, I believe I'm going this Saturday, and, we're going to be hanging out. So I was going to say, I might bum some Twizzlers off you, but if you're off the sugar.
Yeah, I'm off the sugar. And I got to say, I'm excited about this Saturday. First, let's... you got a good game coming up with UNC at San Jose State
right
tonight, and that to me is really exciting. And then UNC comes back from their trip, CSU comes back from the Virgin Islands, and meet on Saturday. And what a great matchup that is. I love the fact that we have local schools playing each other. 10 years ago, we used to see a lot of games between the local schools, and we're not seeing as many anymore. I used to do something on my blog, my Crackers Front Range League, and keep the standings and the postseason award to the winning program was a cheese ball and a photo of Salma Hayek. But it was awesome. There's some legend stuff. So Dorian Green, who's on the staff now at UNC, Dorian's legend in the Front Range League, played 28 games against Front Range teams, won 23 out of the 28.
Wow.
And those are the kinds of things that I just love. And so, I have a lot of respect for that UNC program. I think they're very, very, very good. It's a little different in the Big Sky. They have much greater challenges than CSU does, but they've really, really done a good job, and they're a heck of a fun team to watch.
Yeah, and unfortunately, COVID both times, we didn't get to see that matchup last year. They were set to go early and then rescheduled, and then COVID messed that one up again. So knocking on wood in here, I think this table's made of wood. Hopefully we get to Saturday. I'm pumped for that. Another text saying you're the number one ranked poster on Ram Nation for 5 years straight. I love your article, your blogs that you put together, by the way. It makes me want to drink coffee every time. But I love it because... You don't pretend to go into this like stuff that, you know, that people aren't really going to be interested in. I think it's something very unique. And you always say, hey, I don't like to go into game previews and things like that. I like to just kind of lay it out for folks to get it. And I absolutely love it. I'm thoroughly entertained by it, man. It's a great read. It's an easy read.
You know, I'm very, very fortunate. I have wonderful sources that will talk with me about things and give me stuff behind the scenes, and it's a lot easier for me to do what I do than a beat writer. I have a lot of respect for beat writers.
Sure.
And what they do. Kevin is fantastic. Eddie Hertz is fantastic with the Loveland Reporter Herald. All these guys are good, but I get to do it in my unique way because I'm really working with fans. It's very much a fan oriented site. And these are people who are digging in more inside kind of information. And so a lot of what I share, you may not see who the sources are. I won't reveal sources, but I have some, let's just say I have some pretty good ones.
Well, like I said, you're exactly right, though. There's a time and place for all of it. The beat writers, we have great respect for, absolutely. But again, some of that stuff that you're putting in there is fantastic. I have become a huge fan of that, man. So, Steve, we're going to try to do this, on Fridays, right? You're going to be jumping on the show at least once a week with us.
I look forward to it. Talking, obviously, CSU, Mountain West. I'll do what I can to follow the Bears and the other programs on the Front Range as well. And hopefully, Brady will be able to really enlighten your audience and have some fun with them. And I'm also looking forward to spending the game, having you sit with me at the game on Saturday, rather than the media section. We're gonna sit right behind Nico, and we're gonna have some fun.
That's where I would rather do that. You know, I love the press box side of it. You feel like you're important, but at the same time, I'm a fan. At the end of the day, I'm a fan, and I would much rather sit there next to you and watch this game this weekend. And I started doing that with football too. Just being in the stands and seeing what the fans are going through emotionally, I think that's the best part about it. So, yes, my friend, I am absolutely looking forward to it. It's an honor to get you on the show, and we'll be looking out for your next piece, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Brady. Have a great week. See you Saturday.
All right, my man. That's Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker. I mean, seriously, this guy, he knows his stuff. I'm going to sit with him. Now, I love basketball. I played basketball for 4 years of high school. I had a crazy good coach, and I learned some great things. And I love to watch basketball, and then you look at the one-on-one matchups. But when you get a guy like Ivy, a guy that really can go into the X's and O's, not just talking about wins or losses, and, oh, they made a comeback, and, oh, this guy had 14 points. He's telling you why this guy had 14 points. He's breaking into it. He's analyzing it. And, man, it doesn't get much better than that. So we're going to be getting him on every single week. Joey says Steve's a huge Selma Hayek fan, too. I wondered that. I always see posts on his blogs, and there's a Selma Hayek picture. I'm like, this guy likes Selma Hayek. I love unique guys. I love unique characters that are students of the game, and he certainly is one of those guys. So we're pumped to be talking to him. Now, each and every Friday. So, tell you what, 41 minutes after the hour, we think we can get Zach Stevens still. We might be too late. I know he is a crazy busy guy. We're going to talk some Broncos on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Angel, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.